Reading from Krishna book, Chaitanya Vihar, Vrindavan. Uddhav, this is Vrindavan.
If that is done, then our life becomes successful without any doubt. Similarly, if we keep our mind always absorbed in fruitive activities for material enjoyment, then naturally at the time of death, we shall think of such activities and again be forced to enter into a material conditioned body.
Vikas, you're hearing? You heard what he said?
To be forced to enter into a material conditioned body, to suffer the threefold miseries of material existence. Therefore, to remain always absorbed in Krishna consciousness, while the standard of the habitants of Vrindavan, as exhibited by Maharaj Nanda Yashoda and the Gopis, if we can simply follow their footsteps, even to minute proportion, our lives will surely become successful, and we will enter into a spiritual kingdom, Vaikuntha.
Oi! Jagannath, ki bollo, bol to, sankhepe. Don't you look at?
যদি আমরা এই জীবনে যখন আমাদের হেলদি পজিশন থাকে
ভাই আই হার্ড ইউ আর এমবিএ স্পিক ইন ইংলিশ
ইফ ইউ প্র্যাকটিস কৃষ্ণ কনসাসনেস উইথ আওয়ার হেলদি বডি দেন ইটস পসিবল ইন দিস লাইফ উই ক্যান অ্যাটেন্ড কৃষ্ণা অ্যান্ড ইফ উই থিঙ্ক ফ্রুটিভ ইফ ইউ ডু ফ্রুটিভ অ্যাক্টিভিটি দেন উই উইল ডু ফ্রুটিভ
লেট ইট সে ভেরি জেনারেল It's only specific thing mentioned, hardly you tell. You don't give attention now. Hey, do you have Bhakti Deep? Sunachan, ki bolche? It's important kotha, it's very important. Ram Khilari, Janardhan, you heard what he says, can you tell?
Yeah, but there's so many notes.
In this healthy body, if we practice Krishna consciousness, we think Krishna consciousness, then at the time of death, we can easily remember Krishna.
In context? What exactly is said about? So that he is saying in context in this way. Mm-hmm. Don't read. You see what sort of hearing? He says, Shushu Shuddha Dhanasa. One must hear with rapt attention. Hearing is most important. Who was saying? In bhakti, how many items altogether we'll say? How many items in bhakti?
64.
And among them 64?
Nine
is most important. And among nine again?
Two.
Five.
Two.
That's okay. Five, two. One. Then last one finally, which one most important?
Hearing.
So which one is the first and foremost duty our whole day? Getting up early in the morning, first and foremost duty, what to say? Which
chanting.
One you finish?
Chanting.
Hearing.
Chanting.
Chanting.
Hearing. Mama.
Chanting at the same time, hearing. And what is that? What do you finish here? Bhojavasi ki bolche. Ki shesh korte hobe. Phoenix 16 round by any means, this is nothing. 16 round. This is nothing. Oh, but first of all, ask, do 64 rounds. Because if you don't 64 rounds, God, Lord, don't accept your service. How many books you have distributed? Nila Lakshmi.
30.
Small books?
No, big.
Very good. Go on. Can you read that thing again? Everybody listen. This is very important.
If we practice Krishna consciousness in this present body, while we are in a healthy condition and in good mind, simply by chanting the holy Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna.
This is you don't know. You tell general. That is what you want to do. Then more. Yeah?
We will have every possibility of fixing our mind upon Krishna at the time of death.
You see, you have got every possibility of fixing our mind on
Krishna.
Krishna.
At the time of death.
At the time of death. That is most important. Otherwise, this happened like that professor. Analytical study of this heart knows everything. Next life progress of cats and dogs and Mickey Mouse. But we are just marching towards back to God.
If that is done, then our life becomes successful, without any doubt.
Without any doubt.
Similarly, if we keep our mind always absorbed in fruitive activities for material enjoyment, then naturally, at the time of death, we shall think of such activities and again be forced to enter into a material condition, body to suffer the threefold miseries of material existence. Therefore, to remain always absorbed in Krishna consciousness was the standard of the inhabitants of Vrindavan and exhibited by Maharaj Nand, Yashoda and the Gopis. If we can simply follow their footsteps, even to a minute proportion of our lives, will surely become successful and we will enter into the spiritual kingdom, Vaikuntha.
Even to a minute proportion, they are always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. The two words mentioned, one is absorption, the two Sanskrit, one means absorption, English word, but the Sanskrit something, yes, but another word which I can say in English maybe, immersed. I don't know how you can distinguish between, but still there is like this. One is absorption, one is immersion. Immersion means you deep thing. All the same, it's different, huh? Anybody can distinguish. More or less absorbed. You are seeing everybody absorbed. Prabhupada said, mold our life in such a way that we always have the chance to remember Krishna. Now, it is, say, 6 o'clock. We got up this morning, say 3 o'clock. So, 3 more hours, so 15 hours. 15 into 60, Sopranam Nobuy. 900 minutes. 900 minutes into 60. 5,400. So, so many seconds, each second, 5,400 seconds, 5,400 seconds, you can remember Krishna. How many times you think that? You think the chant is Krishna? Remember him. He'll come in your mind. Bhakti Siddhanta Swami said, what is the perfection? Different way it can be explained. One is, Abhisriti Krishna Pada Aravindu. Abhisriti means not forgetting. Never forget. Visriti means forgetting. Abhisriti, not forgetting. Krishna Pada Aravindu, who spontaneously, remembrance of Krishna, rather say, or Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet, constant, incessant perfection. Spontaneously. Incessant remembrance. Spontaneously, incessant remembrance of Krishna, memory of Krishna. Perfection. How much is coming? Anybody is coming? Spontaneous remembrance of Krishna? Sometime? Aste? Sometime. Sometime. Ajgeste? Pink color? It's possible. I'm not laughing. Somebody. What you think spontaneously come in our mind? Then it means in our subconscious mind, all these things are there. We may not know some attachments. If all of us have got attachments, we cannot say, I don't have attachment. Anybody can say. As long as life is there, there must be attachment. There must be desire. We are not stone. But where it is? If you can put it to Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, service to Krishna, service to Krishna's pure devotee, our previous acharya, that is as good as Krishna. How to propagate Krishna consciousness, fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every town, everywhere, how to make people, give people Krishna consciousness. Perfection. This portion is very important. Worth remembering, telling some story and the moral, essence, bottom line. Read again. Read. Next.
My dear Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Uddhava continued, you have thus fixed your mind wholly and solely upon that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, in His transcendental form, the cause of impersonal Brahman. The Brahman effulgence is only the bodily ray of Narayana, and because you are always absorbed in ecstatic thought of Krishna and Balram, what activity remains to be performed by you? I have brought a message from Krishna to the effect that he will soon come back to Vrindavan and satisfy you both by his personal presence. Krishna promised that he would come back to Vrindavan after finishing his business in Mathura. This promise he will surely fulfill. I therefore request you both, who are the best among all fortunates, to be not aggrieved on account of Krishna's absence. You are already perceiving his presence 24 hours a day, and yet he will come and see you very soon. Actually,
finish the para, then tell me.
Actually, he is present everywhere and in everyone's heart, just as fire is present in wood. Since Krishna is a super soul, no one is his enemy, no one is friend, no one is equal to him, and no one is lower or higher than him. Actually, he has no father, mother, brother and relative, nor does he require society, friendship and love. He does not have a material body. He never appears or takes birth as an ordinary human being.
What is the divine Krishna's birth and our birth? Everybody can explain it to you. Our birth, we are forced by our karma. He is now, very sweet will, he comes and goes. But he is always there. He manifests. I'm manifest. Just like we are not seeing the sun, doesn't necessarily mean sun is gone and died. No. Again, take birth tomorrow. No, no. He is there. He is there somewhere in the sky. You cannot see.
He never appears or takes birth as an ordinary human being. He does not appear in higher or lower species of life like ordinary living entities who are forced to take birth on account of their previous activities. He appears by his internal potency just to give protection to his devotee. He is never influenced by the modes of material nature. But when he appears within this material world, it seems that he acts like an ordinary living entity under the spell of the modes of material nature. In fact, he is the overseer of this material creation and is not affected by the material modes of nature. He creates, maintains and dissolves the whole cosmic manifestation. We wrongly think of Krishna and Balram as ordinary human beings. We are like dizzy man who see the whole world wheeling around them. The personality of Godhead is no one's son. He is actually everyone's father, mother and supreme controller. There is no doubt of this. Whatever is being experienced, whatever is already in existence, whatever is not in existence, whatever will be in existence in the future, whatever is the smallest or whatever is biggest, have no separate existence outside the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is resting in Him, but He is out of touch with every manifested.
Any question, any comment? Janardhan.
Out of touch means what?
Read it again. It is out of touch.
The personality of Godhead is no one's son. He is actually everyone's father, mother, supreme controller. There is no doubt of this. Whatever is being experienced, whatever is already in existence, whatever is not in existence, whatever will be in existence in the future.
Sagat ki jai. Devananda, leader here, local. Some leader, what leader? You fill up the form. Ask him. Everybody knows him, no?
Yes.
Even I went to the ghat, he said. Oh, yeah, even I know. He's famous. Well, hello. Okay. Good sound. Give me a sweet smile. Thank you. Hello. Give somebody like.
Whatever is the smallest or whatever is the biggest have no separate existence outside the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Outside the Supreme Personality.
He's out of touch.
Coming. Everything is resting in him, but he is out of touch with everything manifested.
He is not implicated. He directly is not implicated. That is what I understand. Just like we are implicated by punya, pap, anything. Just like a justice, he gives somebody punishment, maybe somebody he gives reward, but he is not implicated. What is law book there?
He is not attached to that, those kind of things.
He is concerned. I would rather say implicated. Attached, defined. Yeah? Attached, detached, defined meaning.
But he is not affected by any of this.
Yeah, better. Affected.
Not affected.
Not affected. Yeah, better. Affected.
Nand and Uddhava thus passed the whole night in discussing Krishna. In the morning, the gopis prepared for morning aarti by lightening their lamps and sprinkling butter mixed with yogurt. After finishing their mangala aarti,
you sure you have to go tomorrow morning, and you can come to parikrama. For evening.
Oh,
evening. So you can come to morning parikrama.
Yes.
Okay, everybody is coming. 8 o'clock, Govinda Kunda. Very nice. We gather. You can again get halte or time, you can come again.
Nanda and Uddhava thus passed the whole night in discussing Krishna. In the morning, the gopis prepared for the morning aarti by lightening their lamps and sprinkling butter mixed with yogurt. After finishing their mangala aarti,
আমি না থাকলে এর সাথে যোগাযোগ করলে হবে, এসে যেতে পারে পরিক্রমা গিয়ে দেখলে লোক সব প্রসাদ করলে হয়ে যাবে শুনে আমি আছি এখন কিছু
দে এঙ্গেজ দেমসেলফ ইন চার্নিং বাটার ফ্রম ইয়োগার্ট while the gopis were thus engaged the lamps reflected on their ornaments became still more illuminated the churning rod their arms their earrings their bangles their breasts everything moved and the kumkum powder gave their faces a saffron luster comparable to the rising sun. While churning, they also sang the glories of Krishna. The two sound vibrations mixed together, ascended to the sky and sanctified the whole atmosphere. After sunrise, the gopis came as usual to offer their respects to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. But when they saw the golden chariot of Uddhava at the door, they began to inquire among themselves, what was that chariot and to whom did it belong? Some of them inquired whether Akrura, who had taken away Krishna, had again returned. They were not very pleased with Akrura because being engaged in the service of Kamsa, he took Krishna away to the city of Mathura. All the gopis conjectured that Akura might have come again.
What does it mean, conjectured?
Conjectured.
They come to the conclusion.
All the gopis conjectured that Akura might have come again to fulfill another cruel plan. But they thought, we are now dead bodies without our supreme master, Krishna. What further act can he perpetrate on these dead bodies? While they were talking in this way, Uddhava finished his morning.
Make plan, like a conspiracy.
Uddhava finished his morning ablutions, prayers and chanting and came before them. Thus ends the Bhakti Vedanta purport of the 45th chapter of Krishna, Uddhava visits Vrindavan.
We still have little time. Aruti is after 6. Now it is 10 after 6. Huh?
Yes.
So it takes us from here to go 7 minutes. And what? 5, 7. So is it Akrura going to Vrindavan?
Right.
Thikache, sab kichu? Yogananda? Everything under control?
Everything is under control.
Oh, Bangladesh?
By Krishna.
No.
Sorry. Take a little bit.
কোনো বিষয় আমি প্রায় এখানে স্টিচ করে নিই তো সেই জন্য ফিল করছি
Akrura's arrival in Vrindavan. Narad Muni did not mention Krishna's killing Vyomasura, which means that he was killed on the same day as the Keshi demon. The Keshi demon was killed in the early morning, and after that, the boys went to tend the cows on Govardhan Hill, and it was there that Vyomasura was killed. Both demons were killed in the morning. Akrura was requested by Kamsa to arrive in Vrindavan by evening. After receiving instructions from Kamsa, Akrura started the next morning via chariot for Vrindavan, because Akrura himself was a great devotee of the Lord. While going to Vrindavan, he began to praise the Lord. Devotees are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, and Akrura was constantly thinking of Lord Krishna's lotus eyes. He did not know what sort of pious activities he must have done to gain an opportunity to see Lord Krishna. Akrura thought that if Krishna willed, he would be able to see him. Akrura considered himself most fortunate that he was going to see Krishna, whom great mystic yogis desire to see. He was confident that on that day, all the sinful reactions of his past life would be finished, and his fortunate human form of life would be successful. Akrura also considered that he was very much favored by Kamsa, who was sending him to bring back Krishna and Balram, and thus enabling him to see the Lord. Akrura continued to consider that formerly great sages and saintly persons were liberated from the material world simply by seeing and shining nails of the lotus feet of Krishna. That Supreme Personality of Godhead has now come just like an ordinary human being, and it is my great fortune to be able to see him face to face. Akrura thought he was thrilled with the expectations of seeing the very lotus feet which are worshipped by the great demigods like Brahma, Narad and Lord Shiva, which traverse the ground of Vrindavan and which touch the breast of the gopis covered with tings of kumkum. He thought, I am so fortunate that I will be able to see those very lotus feet.
He was saying, when you go to Vrindavan, what should be our mental state? I mean, what mood? So I say, it's like you Akrura.
He thought, I am so fortunate that I will be able to see those very lotus feet on this day, and certainly I shall be able to see the beautiful face of Krishna, which is marked on the forehead and the nose with tilak, and I shall also see his smile and his curling black hair. I can be sure of this opportunity because I see that today the deer are passing on my right side. Today it will be possible for me to actually see the beauty of the spiritual kingdom of Vishnu Loka, because Krishna is the supreme Vishnu, and he has advented himself out of his own goodwill. He is the reservoir of all beauty. Therefore, my eyes will be filled today. Akrura knew beyond doubt that Lord Krishna is the supreme Vishnu. Lord Vishnu glances over the material energy, and thus the cosmic manifestation comes into being. And although Lord Vishnu is the creator of this material world, he is free by his own energy from the influence of material energy. By his internal potency, he can pierce the darkness of material energy. Similarly, Krishna, the original Vishnu, by expansion of his internal potency, created the inhabitants of Vrindavan. In the Brahma Sahita, it is also confirmed that the paraphernalia and the abode of Krishna are expansions of his internal potency. The same internal potency is exhibited on earth as Vrindavan, where Krishna enjoys himself with his parents and in the company of his friends, the cowherd boys and gopis. By the statement of Akrura, it is clear that since Krishna is transcendental to the modes of material nature, the inhabitants of Vrindavan who are engaged in loving service of the Lord are also transcendental. Akrura also considered the necessity of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. He thought that the transcendental activities, instructions, qualities and pastimes of Krishna are all for the good fortune of people in general. The people can remain constantly in Krishna consciousness by discussing the Lord's transcendental form, qualities, pastimes and paraphernalia.
You see, this is very important. This is again Ubasar. If we are constantly discussing, again, see.
The people can remain constantly in Krishna consciousness.
Everybody hearing?
The people can remain constantly in Krishna consciousness by discussing the Lord's transcendental form, qualities, pastimes and paraphernalia.
So if you discuss, then you become automatically attached, become develop attachment. That is what. And become detached from materialistic way of life. That is what the Prabhupada says every day, here, not again. Then in the mature state, day and night, here and chant. You know, or remember. Again. But Prabhupada said, do some service. He's giving us food and lodging. Everybody should do service.
By doing so, the whole universe can actually live auspiciously and advance peacefully. But without Krishna consciousness, civilization is but a decoration for a dead body. A dead body may be decorated. A dead body may be decorated very nicely, but without consciousness, such decorations are useless. Human society without Krishna consciousness is useless and lifeless. Akrura thought, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has now appeared as one of the descendants of the Yadu dynasty. The principles of religion are his enacted laws. Those who are abiding by such laws are the demigods, and those who are not abiding are demons. He has advanced himself to give protection to the demigods, who are very obedient to the laws of the Supreme Lord. The demigods and the devotees of the Lord take pleasure in abiding by the laws of Krishna, and Krishna takes pleasure in giving them all sorts of protection. These activities of Krishna is protection of the devotees and killing the demons, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, are always good for man to hear and narrate. The glorious activities of the Lord will ever increasingly be chanted by the devotees and demigods. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the spiritual master of all spiritual masters. He is the deliverer of all fallen souls and the proprietor of the three worlds. Anyone is able to see him by eyes smeared with love of Godhead. Today, I shall be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Finish the passage.
Who, by his transcendental beauty, has attracted the goddess of fortune to live with him perpetually. As soon as I arrive in Vrindavan, I will get down from this chariot and fall prostrate to offer my obeisances to the Supreme Lord, the master of material nature. And all living entities, the lotus feet of Krishna, are always worshipped by the great mystic yogis. So I shall also worship his lotus feet and become one of his friends in Vrindavan, like the cowherd wife. When I bow down before Lord Krishna in that way, certainly he will place his fearless lotus hand on my head. His hand is offered to all conditioned souls who take shelter under his lotus feet. Krishna is the ultimate goal of life for all people who fear material existence, and certainly when I see him, he will give me the shelter of his lotus feet. I am aspiring for the touch of his lotus-like hands on my head.
Is it finished? Yes. So, shall I go to Arati, Aten? Yes?
Yes.
I heard only one yes.
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 I heard, I think, 20%.
Yes. Yes.